This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Not necessarily gently, but right to the point. We're here, I say we have a triumvirate here because Michael Harrison is sick this week. Kevin Casey, who's the CEO at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the official list of the top stories from the News Talk Radio world. Actually, the research is done. Michael says he gives lots of credit every week to his staff. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to his staff. Kevin Casey is the person who does lots and lots of research, coming up with the people list, the stories list, so he'll go through that with us this week. Also joining us on the countdown is Walter M. Sterling, who is a Westward One Network Talk Radio program host. We have yet to find out, Kevin, what the M stands for, but I'm sure if we work hard at it, we can get somewhere trying to figure out. What's Kevin, what's your middle initial, Kevin? I don't know what your middle initial
is. It is also M.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wouldn't it be exciting if the two of you had the same middle name?
More than you know.
Wow, exciting. All right. Let's get to the list first. You can do the story list. You may choose which you would like first, Kevin. You're in charge of the list, so you can do the people list or the story list.
Thanks, Doug. We'll start with stories, and then we'll go to people. And we'll go from the bottom up. So at number 10 this week, tie NFL action and MLB playoff push. It's the top stories discussed on News Talk Radio this week. Number 9, new iPhone revealed, tied with the Serena Williams cartoon controversy. Number 8, Fager exits 60 Minutes, tied with the related Les Moonves case. At number 7, Russian war games. Number 6 this week, positive economic news. At number 5, the looming midterm elections. Number 4 this week, the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2 this week, Bob Woodward's new book, tied with the New York Times op-ed piece. And at number 1 this week, Hurricane Florence, and that's tied with President Trump's sort of related Puerto Rico death claims. Number of people this week discussed on News Talk Radio. Number 10, Aaron Rodgers. Number 9, Serena Williams. Number 8, Jeff Fager and Les Moonves. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Jeff Sessions. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Barack Obama. At number 3, Brett Kavanaugh, tied with Kamala Harris. Number 2, Bob Woodward. And, of course, at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
Right. So we'll discuss these stories, not necessarily in order, but you know, one of the things that I find, and Michael and I sometimes, I'm sure, Kevin, you listen to what we do and we digress sometimes. And
no.
It's hard to believe, but yes, it does happen from time. Now, Walter is here. He's the king of digression in any number of ways. But I think I want to stick sort of to the format here, to the core issues. And if you wouldn't mind, Kevin, talking about the people that you listed, Aaron Rodgers, for example, for those who don't know why he's in the list, this is something that I don't ever ask Michael, I probably should. Why are these people on the list, and why are these stories on the list? It may be easy to say, well, because they were, according to our research, the most talked about stories and or people. But why? What has Aaron Rodgers done this week that has called attention to him and has people talking about him?
Well, for those who watch football and are football fans, they know that on Sunday evening, Aaron Rodgers was injured in the game between the Green Bay Packers and the Bears, sprained his knee, looked like he was going to go out and not come back into the game, with Green Bay down 20-0. Rodgers miraculously came back, worked on a bum knee, and orchestrated a comeback for all time, beating the Bears 24-23. So he was one of the most talked about NFL players of the week due to his heroics.
All right. So, Walter, I'm going to give you another reason to perhaps want to talk about Aaron Rodgers on your Sunday night program, 10 o'clock Eastern, by the way, for those who want to hear Walter in his finest, at his finest. Aaron Rodgers, if memory serves me correctly, 2-3 weeks ago, he was also on the countdown list, Kevin, because it was announced he was going to be paid more than any other football player ever has been, like $134 million over five, and he's getting most of it, like $80 million, up front. Do I remember that correctly? That was
you're pretty close. By the time spring comes around, he will the spring of 2019, he will have received something in the neighborhood of $80 million from the Green Bay Packers.
So let's say he has a bad season or he gets hurt and he never plays again.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the $80 million and he doesn't have to give it back.
I believe that's correct. I believe it was something in the neighborhood of $80 million is guaranteed.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, it's almost as much as Walter got guaranteed to sign up with Westwood One. But it's not quite there. But it's really a fabulous deal. Now,
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't understand football.
Yeah.
I do know the only thing I know about the NFL is they get government municipal bonds to build their stadiums. Those NFL owners don't build those stadiums.
Right.
And number two, that they have the highest criminal rate of any organization of employees. As a percent of people who have committed felonies, NFL football players represents the highest percentage of any group in America of people who have committed felonies. And every week or every other week, I hear about some NFL player beating up his wife, and they're not in jail for life or
killed. There's a basketball player doing that this week.
A Celtics player
beating up his wife.
But I don't get it. I don't know what a down is. I don't know what the flag means. And it's been explained to me 400,000 times. I'll never understand it. Don't care.
Okay. Well, so there we have one out of three. I'm not much of a football fan because I am distressed by the injuries and stuff that happened during the game. The idea, though, of people, I thought it was interesting. Actually, last week, I saw a stat and talked about it on the DJV show of the number of people who actually went to college games versus the number of people who physically went to the stadium to watch a football game. The number was 3,680,000, if I'm just pulling it out of my head, but I know it's something close to that. 3,680,000 actually went to a college football game last week of the rated division teams, and 987,000 people went to a professional football game. I thought that was interesting, and one of my colleagues, Kevin, said that she thought it was because college football is more interesting than professional football. You think that's true?
Well, that may or may not be the case. I think that's an opinion. There are definitely more Division I schools than there are NFL clubs. So
yeah,
it's a larger stadium, so to speak.
Maybe that's why they're doing it. Okay. All right, we'll return to our look at the lists. We have Kevin Casey here from Talkers Magazine, Walter Sterling, a radio talk host personality, Doug Steffen here holding it together, hopefully, and doing the commercials. For example, here's a story that I want you all to listen to for a moment or two. The story of what's in your body. Walter will be very interested in this because he's got parasites. I know he does. We all do. But Walter's got more than the average bear. Parasites because you eat the wrong stuff. Your system is not working well. You're not paying attention to the GAPS philosophy of life. Everything that's good or bad in your body physically starts in your gut. So if you have an unhealthy gut, you need to get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria. And Life Change Tea is the best by far, the best way to cleanse your system. Get the imperfections, get the intruders out. Reduce constipation, maintain great digestion. This is for people of all ages. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic. All the teas come from America, blended in America, and you can't get it in stores. Only online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you free. So if you want more energy, a cleaner body, a healthier body, you'll feel the difference. You really will after you've used it for a week or so. I drink it every day, frankly, and I got it the same way you'll get it. go to getthetea.com and order a Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV, shipping it free. Getthetea.com to get a healthy gut.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, Walter Sterling from Westwood One, the Talk Network, and Doug Steffen here from my own network, my own piece of the world. I'm the last guy around, can you imagine, who still independently produces his own radio programs. When is somebody going to examine me to find out what's wrong with me? I'll have to work on that. Meanwhile, our real job here is to go through the list of people and stories. We were about to talk about Serena Williams. And you were going to, your job here, Kevin, is to tell us why these people's names are on the list. What did she do? What surrounds her story-wise?
Well, for those who have followed, who follow tennis, and maybe many who don't, are probably aware, Serena Williams had a blow-up at the U.S. Open. She was accused of cheating, of being coached by the one of the umpires at the U.S. Open. She had a big public to-do about it, you know, laying into this umpire. And part of the thing that made this story go even beyond, I guess, the world of tennis was that an Australian newspaper cartoonist did a cartoon of her pitching a fit, and the image of her to many was very reminiscent of Jim Crow era cartoons in which black people are pictured with big lips and large noses, etc. And the guy who actually did the cartoon said, "What? Racist? The world's gone mad. It's not racist." And, you know, then everyone kind of started talking about it.
Well, doesn't that be, that becomes a focus? What is racism? How is it determined? Do we overuse the word? Is it not applied equally? That sort of thing. I mean, the cartoon was pretty gross, actually. I thought it was. And you may make me sort of smile and remember the Jim Crow era and the politics.
You remember
of,
it.
I remember studying it, Walter, but thank you for trying to put a little slice in there. This is the Teapot Dome era of politics in America in the 1920s, 1930s, when it was, you think it's scurrilous now. Woohoo! It was pretty nasty back then. But they didn't have instant communication, so it didn't have the same impact, in fact. All right, more. We'll get to Les Moonves and why he's number 8 on the people list in a few moments here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The charts for the week of September 10th to the 14th is our focus here on this week's review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling and Kevin Casey, who's the CEO at Talkers Magazine. Michael is ill this week, so we're going through in sort of almost a logistically logical way the people and why people are talking about him. Him, and I'm making reference to Les Moonves. I thought it was interesting that his wife, who is the host of Big Brother, is that one she does on CBS?
Yeah.
I think it's Big Brother, yeah. She introduced herself on Thursday night as Jackie Chan, or whatever her name is, Moonves. And she'd never done that before.
Jackie Chan is a different guy. I think she's Julie Chen, I believe.
Julie Chen, yes, that's it, right. Okay. Julie Chen Moonves, and that is supposed to underscore some support for her husband, who's had a time. You know, the whole thing with this, and this becomes sort of in the weeds a little, it makes a nice sensational story to talk about the alleged things that he did to women, and he admitted doing it 20 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. The real story here is the fight for control at CBS. And the Redstone family that runs Viacom and wants to have CBS back. They split the companies for stock purposes. But she just outsmarted Moonves and pushed him out. He was trying to get smart with her and wasn't very smart about how he was trying to get smart with her.
It's interesting that the day he resigns, the same day, which was a Sunday, suddenly the CBS to National Amusements lawsuit ended. And four new board members immediately appeared on the CBS board.
Right, which means that somebody who the Redstones like will become the chairman at CBS.
and the other thing that's not mentioned about Les Moonves' situation is that he had a boss, and his boss was always a woman. Sherry Redstone was always his boss. So if there was anything inappropriate going on, ultimately it was her responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. Well, I figure you know, because you're so tight with a lot of the big muckety mucks at networks, you probably have come across Moonves at some time or another in your career, have you not?
Yes, I have, and I was very, very envious of his suits. I've never seen suits like this. These must have been $5,000 custom suits, brand new every day.
He made, what was it, I think the last 2 or 3 years, he averaged $65 million a year. So you can buy some pretty good suits on that kind of dough. All right. Anything you want to say about this, Kevin?
No, I think Walter said it very well. It's an interesting case, and when you're at the top of the perch, people want to knock you off.
Yeah, that's kind of sad too. The reality is, when you're on the top, everybody wants to knock you off. Number seven, Nancy Pelosi. What's her reason for being this week?
Nancy Pelosi has simply been, she's someone that is talked about almost every week to a large degree because she is one of the faces of the Democratic Party. That is why Nancy is there. Whenever anyone has anything negative to say about Republicans or the president, Nancy is not too far away, if not the one speaking it.
All right, so in my mind, she's replaced Hillary as a fundraiser for the Republicans. Used to be, if there's some Republican organization that wants to raise money, they'd say, Hillary is going to take away the money from this, that, and the other thing, or Hillary's doing this, Hillary, and people would send in checks, hundreds of checks, thousands of checks. Now, Hillary's been replaced by Nancy Pelosi as the bad person, the bad guy. If you want to blame something on somebody or you want to raise money, just bring up Nancy Pelosi's name and her image, and the Republicans will start writing checks.
And a really bad picture of her, too. That helps bring it up.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. There's always that bad picture of the way her mouth is shaped. The lefties love to do that with the Trump and the bad pictures of him, and the righties love to have the bad pictures of Pelosi or Hillary or Bill or whomever it is. Yes, they're good. And the pictures of Barack Obama. Those are some priceless pictures of him that have appeared in right-wing publications. Pretty interesting. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Sadie Marie Holt of New Bern, North Carolina, did not evacuate despite warnings to do so. She tells WTVD she also didn't expect to have to be rescued by boat.
I stayed because we didn't anticipate it to be as bad as it was.
Forecasters say although Florence is a tropical storm, the threats from that storm have not diminished. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina's mayor, says the storm has turned into a waiting game.
This is one storm that we have had to really be patient through, patient and waiting for it to come. And now it is just stalling over us and patient for the aftermath of it.
At least five people, including a mother and her infant, have died in North Carolina as Tropical Storm Florence slowly moves across South Carolina. Storm surges, punishing winds, and rain are turning some towns into rushing rivers, and the storm is expected to crawl over parts of the Carolinas into the weekend, pounding some of the same areas over and over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
With the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is ill this week. Also joining us is Walter M. Sterling, whose program is heard, among other times. You can rely on showing up or finding a radio. Turn it on 10 o'clock Eastern Time Sunday night and hear his broadcast. You've got a lot of great radio stations, actually, that are carrying the program. So it's worth your time and effort, because he always has a different spin on things, as you can kind of get by listening to his take on things. Having him here on the Countdown Show is a pleasure and an extension of his own ability to make us think about things in a different way. Kevin Casey, I was going to say a lifer of Talkers. That may be. Nah, yeah, right, exactly. Got a great radio career. But when he announces things like number 7, Russian War Games, do that again, will you please? I love the way...
Number 7, Russian War Games.
Yeah, this is like a news guy.
Yeah.
News anchor. That's it. All right, so what we're doing as an exercise here that's very helpful, actually, is the People List has all these folks on it, and I'm asking Kevin to tell us why it is that they were chosen to be in the slots that they were in, because he does a lot of that research. So we've gotten up to number 6, Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that may be obvious, and maybe some isn't. I don't want to take anything on face value. So what's the thinking of having him in the number 6 position, Kevin?
Well, if it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. So, yes, the obvious is there. Jeff Sessions and the man above him on the list, Robert Mueller, are both there for their connections to the Trump-Russia investigation. And Sessions as well for taking a lot of the grief that he takes, criticism from the president, who seems like every day, other day, he wants to fire him.
Do you think that there is a chance of people of this sort of thing wearing out? There are certain hardcore listeners who are interested. But do you think at this point in time, really, outside of the real hardcore folks who follow some of the... No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think there's any interest in it at all. I don't think there's any interest in most of... I agree with you. I don't think there's any interest in most of this. I stand with the other parents at the bus stop. I pick up the kids at the bus stop. I go to the parent-teacher conferences. And these things never come up. The things that come up is... why is school so long? Why is the bus late? Why isn't the school air-conditioned? Why are we still doing the core thing? I thought he was going to get rid of that core curriculum, which is crap. And gee, do they have to study for the PSATs? And my stomach hurts, and why is the engine light on in my car? That's what I talk about. And that's what I talk about on my show. This other stuff, this is very nice for people who have time to read the editorial page. Who are those people? Retired people! That's it.
Well, but those are the people who are listening to the stations that carry this program.
Cause and effect. Cause and effect.
Then are you saying which comes first, the chicken or the egg, that if those things were discussed, people who are that age would listen?
Well, I'll give you an example. So 2 weeks ago I had on my 13-year-old to talk about slime. She makes slime. And she talked about how you make slime and the colors and the ingredients. And son of a gun, what did I get? Call after call after call from 30-year-old dads. How about that? 30-year-old, yes, my kid does it too. I wondered how that was made. How do you make it glow in the dark? Boom, right there.
How do you make it, and how do you get it to glow in the dark?
You need a lot of Elmer's glue. You
really?
Need to make it glow in the dark, you need Elmer's glow in the dark glue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need a stabilizer like borax. It is a complex process.
Really? Well, you started late in life, so you have younger children. Kevin, how old are your children? I've forgotten.
I have a 14-year-old daughter. She is also a fan of slime.
Is she?
Yeah. So
well,
why is that on
the, isn't?
So every 14-year-old is. You go into Staples, there's a big display saying materials needed for slime. You go into Michael's, big display of materials needed for slime. Why isn't that on the list?
What? Why is it
well,
how to make slime on the list?
Yeah,
ahead,
because
Kevin.
That's what any parent of a tween is dealing with is how much slime material do we buy and how do we monetize it? Because, you know, selling it is a huge business among 13-year-olds. I mean, huge business.
They sell it between themselves?
They sell it to anybody who will buy it, usually on Etsy or Instagram.
Really? All right, so Kevin.
It's really big. You're absolutely right. I know a 15-year-old kid, one of my daughter's friends, she goes around to local libraries doing how to make slime classes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay, this is the real world. I don't give a crap about what Jeff Sessions' problem is except his strange ears. None of this affects me.
You know what? I heard that his grandchildren are big on slime, and they're trying to get him to be interested as well, because they think they grandfathered
Jeff. Oh, Jeff's interested in slime. It's just a different kind.
Well put. All right, so let's move to number four, Barack Obama. Haven't we heard enough about him, Kevin?
That is not up to me to decide, but Mr. Barack Obama has done some campaigning, and if really for the first time since he left office, has been actually criticizing, in so many words, the Trump administration and what's going on in Washington, D.C., so he's reared his head and appeared on the list this week as a result.
I thought he was doing that at McCain's funeral. If you're listening and reading between the lines, sort of, both he and Bush and Meghan McCain seemed to be taking a swat because it was their father's funeral and their father wasn't a big Trumpster. So what did you think of all of that?
That's part of it, too. It wasn't just the campaigning, but yes, he made comments. It's been traditional that presidents, past presidents, don't criticize the presidents that succeeded them or, you know, however many down the line. And he's sort of broken with that. He's certainly not the first. It's not something that's never happened, but it has sort of been an unspoken tradition that you don't criticize your successor.
You never heard George W. Bush talk about Obama. And now it seems that that Obama and Bush are friends. They all seem to be friends, except Jimmy Carter doesn't like Bill Clinton for his moral turpitudes or whatever he's been involved in. But you look at the front row at that funeral and how Bush especially not only there, but whenever he and Michelle Obama are together, it's like they're having a party. The two of them giggle, they tell stories to each other, they're laughing. It's really kind of cute. And then you hear the stories from the Clintons and the Bushes about how close they are. And in many instances, some people have made the observation that Bill Clinton was closer to George H.W. Bush than George W. was to his father, because Clinton's up there all the time at Kennebunk. And I think it's really very interesting how all of that stuff sort of fits together. At any rate, my observation. Back to the people on the list in a matter of moments with Kevin and Walter. I'm Doug Steffen. To now remind you, and maybe if you haven't heard this before, this may be your first time through hearing me talk about how folks lose weight responsibly, sensibly. This is an ethical company. It's a company that makes a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calotren is the world's safest way, I didn't say fastest, but for those who are interested in safety, a lot of people lose weight, like they'll have the operation, they'll go on these crazy diets and lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know how bad that is for your body? It is. You can say, well, if I lose weight, I'll be healthier. No, not if you take some crazy scheme and think it's going to help you. You may lose the weight, but at what cost? Don't you want to do it the right way, the natural way, the healthy way? You can do that. Not expensive either. Calotren is the number one way not only to lose weight in a healthful way, but to keep it off. Also, the benefits include good, strong joint support. The reason for this is because the main ingredient in Calotren is collagen. Collagen is the protein in your body that helps you build muscle mass. That's why you were more muscular when you were a kid up until you got in your 30s, because you had a lot of collagen as protein to help you keep the muscles going, long as you exercised. Get older, not so much collagen being actually manufactured by your body, so you get a little fat here, a little fat there. And sooner or later, you notice, wait a minute, I'm too damn fat. I want to get rid of this. That's where Calotren comes in. Calotren is protein. Calotren is collagen. And you get it. Muscle comes from the exercise because you've got protein in your body through collagen. It pushes the fat out. Fat is easily lost, burned off. So there you go. You've got a good-looking body. You keep it trim by staying on Calotren bandwagon. So, let me send you in the right direction here. Go to toploss.com, 10% off, and use the code DJV on all of the bottles you buy. And in fact, if you buy three bottles, you'll get a fourth one free. That's the DJV way of getting involved in toploss.com's fabulous product, Calotren. Toploss.com. Order Calotren there. Save money. Save your life. Have that healthy weight reduction and keep it off. Calotren, available only at toploss.com. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calotren. Calotren works so easily. You take it at bedtime, and within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. Calotren works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com a special deal from the folks that make Calotren. It's a 10% offer that if you buy one, two, three bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought three, they give you a fourth one free. The website toploss.com. Use the code DJV. And you'll get the 10% discount and the fourth bottle free. Calotren at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special 10% offer. On the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see, it's published every week at talkers.com. I like to go through the list because sometimes during our hours on the air, we don't actually go through the list or we don't do it quickly. So just for your reference, Aaron Rodgers, football player at number 10, Serena Williams, tennis player at number 9, Les Moonves at number 8, Nancy Pelosi 7, Jeff Sessions, 6. Robert Mueller, 5. Barack Obama is in the 4th position. Brett Kavanaugh, number 3, as he works his way toward his confirmation. Bob Woodward and the book, and I think the New York Times op-ed piece, too, comes in here. But the people, as far as the people are concerned, is Woodward, because nobody knows, or do they, who wrote the op-ed piece. And at number 1 on the people list, pretty much the same as you can expect every week from now until he gets out of office, Donald J. Trump. All right, that's the people list. Doug Steffen here on the countdown.
This report is brought to you by U.S. World Meds and Salix. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. Dr. Dinesh Alam, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine.
Opioids killed more people in 2016 than car crashes, guns, and breast cancer. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 11.5 million people misused opioids, including prescription opioids. Opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge, and ineffective management of symptoms can drive people to abandon their treatment. I'm excited that there is now a new treatment option available to help manage opioid withdrawal symptoms.
For more, visit opioidwithdrawalsyndrome.com.
Let's take a minute to go through the official list, the stories from Talkers Magazine, News Talk Radio's Bible. This is for the week ending September 14th at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the push on Major League Baseball to end the season well, the beginning of the football season, all the conversations that go around that, and the people. Number 9, Apple's got a new iPhone. I think we knew that was coming, but when it was coming, now we know. Let's see, problems at CBS, number 8, Russian War Games, number 7, the economic news, it's good news, number 6, midterm elections, that number 6 will go with number 5 because the good economic news will help to keep the people that want to stay in probably. Let's see, Kavanaugh's nomination is 4, the Russia investigation is 3, Bob Woodward's book is 2, and the hurricane, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, back to the countdown for a couple of more minutes, a couple of more people. Kevin outlining why it is these people are on the list. The top 3 are Brett Kavanaugh, tied with Kamala Harris, and Bob Woodward is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I think we can figure out Woodward and Trump. Why, and Brett Kavanaugh to a point, what's the connection between Kavanaugh and Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris was the big challenger at the Senate hearings, and she has come out most vocally against his nomination for Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah. There's nothing original or new there, though, is there?
I mean, not really. No, she's his foil.
Right. She's the new senator from California. She's towing the company line. Trying to get people to pay attention to her. You know, it's the usual yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, I'm sure that instead of talking about Kamala Harris at Walter Sterling's dinner table, they were talking about whether or not next week we were going to have all the things we needed for Halloween. Are you prepared for Halloween in your house yet, Walter?
Actually, because we're trying very hard to mimic trailer parks across the country, we actually put out the first Halloween decoration on the front yard this week.
Really? Wow. And what was that decoration? Would you like to post it?
Yes, it is a terrifying ghost-like vampire skeleton that when you walk by it, Mr. Mailman, it yells at you.
Really?
Yes. I like that.
All right, there's an idea for you, Kevin. You can put that on your front yard, or maybe everybody listening around the country who wants to keep kids away. See, I live so far, I close the door, I'm gone. I don't want kids on my lawn. I don't want it in my house.
You don't want to spend the money for candy.
No, I spend it on myself if I'm going to buy candy. I buy what I want, not what the kids want. So we just wipe out the whole thing. Halloween is one of the most ridiculous excuses for, people call it a holiday. Why? It actually is very scary. The origins of Halloween. This is a great conversation you could have on your program, Walter, and you can give me credit for it. The origins of Halloween, where it really comes from and why originally it was called All Hallows Eve. There, that's a good story. But unfortunately, we can't talk about it anymore because we're out of time. It's 10 before the hour here. Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers and Walter Sterling, the Westwood One Talk host here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues to introduce you to or to bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer and professor and an expert on scams and identity theft. And it is in that vein that I bring you something that I saw because this stuff is becoming so prevalent. It's just everywhere. Problems with identity theft. Somebody sends you a note. Urgent! Your account needs to be updated. And then you get conned into because they use the term urgent. Emails that are marked urgent, you feel like you must open them. What's your best defense against that, Steve?
You know, the easy thing is to follow the old advice of Nancy Reagan and just say no. My motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. And you're right, so many of these, particularly when you get these electronically as a text message or an email, it's very easy to make it look legitimate. You know, assuming there are some that are ridiculous and you see the grammatical errors and the bad logos, but there are others that really are tremendous. So what you do is you can't trust it. So if it's from your bank or your credit card, you don't respond, but you call your bank or your credit card company. But be careful when you do that, because a lot of people flip over the credit card, they see the number, they call it, and if they're a digit off, there's a good chance that that number has been bought by an identity thief who will say, yes, this is MasterCard, and we do need to confirm your number.
Yeah, right, exactly. Steve's book, Identity Theft Alert, will help you understand what's going on. It tells you what to do. There are a lot of different cons. Here's one. Help computer experts stop terrorism. And then, again, it asks you to give information that you ought not to be doing. There's always some link to some terrorist organization. So what do you do about that? It's the same sort of thing. Right? All of these things, no matter what it is, your best defense is to use your, I guess, your instincts, much as anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think it's wrong, it probably is.
Even one of the things that's coming, you know, we're in the midst of Hurricane Florence. A lot of people will be getting calls from charities. And even if you're on the federal do not call list, a charity can still call you. But you don't know if that's the legitimate charity or not. So what I tell people is go to charitynavigator.org, which is a site that will not only give you the real address of the real charity, but as you and I have talked about before, it'll tell you how much of the money you pay to that charity actually goes for charitable purposes and how much to pay themselves salaries.
Yeah. There are all kinds of hooks, though. Earn big bucks at home, sending out medical bills, stuff like that.
Yes.
Right? if you're
at home, for reshipping, we'll send you stuff and you just reship it.
Right,
you're part of money laundering where illegal credit cards have been stolen. They buy iPhones and electronic equipment. They ship it to you. You ship it out to someone else, and you're part of the money laundering process.
Yeah, here's one. If you like porn, click here. I love that one.
One of the biggest data breaches of all time goes back to a police officer who clicked on that while he was at work.
The office.
They downloaded malware that gave the access of the police officer to everybody's identifying information at one of these large data brokers.
Yeah.
So, you got to be wary.
All right, one legal issue. The camera, I don't know, this is legal in the sense that it is about the law, Kavanaugh and his nomination, that seems to be pretty much done, isn't it? Pretty much set?
Yeah, it's a done deal. People are they're running for re-election and election on this, and they're pontificating. Bottom line is, there are things, which, as with everyone, I agree with Kavanaugh, I don't agree with Kavanaugh, but he is eminently qualified, and he should be and will be confirmed.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, that's the overview. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, make sure you check out his book. Website is scamicide.com. He's dedicated that to informing you about a lot of the things that we were just talking about, that sort of problem that people have. It is everywhere. It's part of the age we live in, I guess, much as anything else. So protect yourself. And I also like to have his advice and input on some of the legal aspects of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.